Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out. I mean, this is the best value. If you want to replace your stock on your bolt gun, your old, you know, your old tube-fire 22, whatever it is, whatever rifle you have, they have it for you at Boyd's Gun Stocks at a price that beats everybody else's. So, I want to take this moment, and I want to thank Steve Fisher for having me at his class. Steve, I have known that Steve Fisher has this spooky speed and control when he shoots, no matter what it is he shoots, no matter what caliber it is he shoots. And there's a lot of things I've attributed it to. And I was wrong on every one of them. I was absolutely wrong. I was like, well, dude's got big hands. That goes sort of a long way. But that can be sort of a double-edged sword. Dude's just big, period. You know, got a lot of weight to push the gun around and everything. You know, his most everybody I know that trains the way they train is shooting 9mm. So it's not really a matter of being able to muscle the round. What it is that Steve evaluates every shot he takes. Even when he's training us, he'll get out there, he would take a shot, and he'd be like, okay, I pushed right with my trigger hand. Even though he'd be in the black, or if he had one that flew, he'd be like, I just lost the gun there. And I knew that when I was pulling the trigger, when I was doing the press and the roll. It was a little bit like when Bruce Lee was a martial arts instructor, there were people at the time that did not believe that a beginner that would go to Bruce Lee could truly appreciate what he had to offer, because Bruce Lee had to defeat a lot of dogma. Bruce Lee incorporated a lot of disciplines into his base system, which was Wing Chun when he came over to the other side. And he went about looking for the most physically, economically effective martial art he could come up with. And he incorporated fencing and boxing and all this other stuff. And when I say economically effective, very few movements, very little effort, not a lot of strength. Which is not to say he didn't have force. He believed in speed, and he believed in penetration. So for a martial artist that was going to train with Bruce Lee, they had to unlearn a lot of things. And that's what I was going through. I've recently put out a video where I said that my technique was absolute dumpster fire. And so I went about really pushing myself to work on gripping the gun and work on trigger reset and all these other things. And the problem is that shooting, that's a deep fundamental thing to think, but it's not something that you have to practice. Because what Steve does, and what Steve tries to was trying to teach us to do, and I saw it and to begin to develop in the firing line as I was standing back. I was trying to film it. It was so hot out there that the media that I had in my cameras began to malfunction. I began to get the red screens of death. So, I mean, I eventually had to, just to save the cameras, I had to throw them all in the car and keep them in a dark spot, even though it was still like a furnace. But the dark sort of saved them. But I think I've ruined some of the media that I had in them. I got some shots, but I didn't really get what I wanted to have. But I will be putting it out. But as I watched the firing line begin to have the collective light bulbs go off in the head, it's really not so much about what you have to learn to do. It's what you have to learn to not do. Like with Steve, Steve wants you to catch the gun with your support hand and then basically just pull it, pull your hand out. The hand that's holding the gun, pull it out and just stick it out there in front and just hold it there. You're not trying to acquire science. And the beauty of the dot, of course, is that all you have to do is put the dot on the target. You have to see the dot on the target. Right? You're going to have to get it up to eye level. The other thing is that I have always shot with my elbows up and out. Always. I've done various combinations of the isosceles stance and the Weaver stance and, you know, whatever else I saw in the movies and everything. And I found things that worked for me and some things that didn't work nearly as well. And with Steve, right, Steve does not get out there. He's not like getting into some big stance or something, getting ready to go, you know, spitting and looking around and squinting his eyes and everything. He says it, and he's right. I mean, we're not walking around in a gunfighting posture all the time. So you're probably just going to be standing there. And the important part is to be able to stand there, get the gun up, put it on the target, hold it on the target, touch, press, pull. Fresh trigger press. Every time. Didn't want you to fully extend the arms out there because then your hands are going to shake because you're flexing everything. His was almost, it was almost like a relaxed posture. It was almost like a casual presentation. And when I say that, I mean, it was the most effective, casual presentation I've ever seen. And then with some of the stuff he started us doing, like the two-finger hold on the gun, pulling the trigger, that completely dispelled any notion I've ever had about a correct trigger pull. Because you're just trying to hold on to the gun, and you're not using your hands to push it anywhere, and you're just sticking it up there, and you're looking through that optic, and you see that dot get on there, and you squeeze the trigger, and it goes off, and the gun goes straight up, and it comes straight back down to where it started. If it wasn't such a simple thing, he told us at the beginning of the class, he said, what you're going to find out is there's no difference between using a red dot as than there is from running steel sights. Although one thing that he pointed out, and I have seen this because I've been practicing this stuff. I didn't have a really good range. I enjoyed the class. The heat just tore me up. The medications I'd taken, everything. Steve knew what was going on, and I rallied and came back and finished the class. But he told us before, he said, you know, there. What you're going to find out is there's really nothing to this. There's nothing special. There's no magic. No magical talisman. This is not something special. This is just something you're going to throw up there. And for all of you that are out there saying, well, hey, well, what about when your battery dies? Steve recommends using the optic as a ghost ring. And as he puts it, if you see meat in the window, you're probably going to hit what you're aiming at. So I've got two guns with optics now. I've got one that I intend to build up to a point to where it's going to be a carry gun, because both the guns that I have that are optics, although I have carried the STI, we'll talk about the gun's performance when we get back, but I have carried the STI as a concealed carry gun inside the waistband with the optic on it, so it's quite doable. But I want to thank the people at Shoot Logic. I want to thank Steve Fisher. I want to thank all of my classmates, because it was a good time even though it was miserable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action.
not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The class was also sort of a vindication, if you will, of my choices of guns to take. Now, for a lot of people, one of them, the STI, there would be some people that would say, well, this one is actually sort of overkilling. I disagree. The STI Staccato P is basically, if you have a flush-fitting magazine, it's basically the same size as the Glock 19X. As a 4.15-inch barrel. You know, it's a 2011, so it's a wide-bodied, semi-auto. And this gun, in the dust, in the heat, all right, ran like a Swiss clock. I was a little shocked. I actually took it Sunday, and I went and shot again on Sunday. And when I did, one of the things that Steve had told us, and this is something to keep in mind, when you're zeroing a red dot, you need to consider zeroing it with the ammunition you're going to actually carry as your self-defense ammunition. So Sunday, when we did that, I decided to shoot some of my self-defense ammunition. And anybody that's listened to me long enough knows that one of the things I carry, I like to carry, Polycase Inceptor ARXs. Well, I ran a magazine of those through the STI Staccato P. And every other one, they were very light. They were loaded light. The round is a light round. It's designed to be that so it can be fast. It's copper. It has it looks like a drill bit on the face. I had more stovepipes with that ammo because of the ammo, because it was so light, so lightly loaded, that I have pulled every round of that out of every gun that I carry. And I'm now carrying either HSTs or Spear Gold Dots. That's what Dave Harrington recommended. That's what Steve Fisher recommended. And that's what I'm going with. And I have replaced all of those. I'm still in the process of pulling them out of some guns because there's some guns I haven't looked at. So for the STI Staccato P, that was a hard pass on that gun. Even though when I tried the ARXs, in the second gun was the digital camo painted, and a lot of people gave me a bunch of stuff about that. I love it, and if you don't like my digital camouflage gun, well, tough. I do. The CZP-10F. Halfway through the class, I switched guns. Now, the CZP-10F ran every bit as effectively, although I could tell the difference in the trigger. I was doing the warm up with the 2011, and then we started. I mean, Steve took us back to 25 yards trying to hit these targets with this. And that's where you begin to see it reminds me a little bit of a telephoto lens. When you're in the wide angle, everything's just as steady as it can be. But when you reach way out there with a telephoto lens, if this is not a locked off steady shot, if you're trying to hang on to it by your hands, it's going to dance. And this is where we were beginning to understand that we didn't have to muscle the gun. Because while we're trying to muscle the gun and we're trying to look at it, this, you know, it's a B8 target, and the little itty-bitty, it's a black circle, but at 25 yards, it looks like the dot's covering it. At least for me, with my bad eyesight. So, I became very aware of how much it was dancing. It had nothing to do with the gun. Both The CZ P10F ran flawlessly as well. The environment we were in, although we were standing on grass, there was plenty of dust. It was 103 degrees. When I got the guns off the range and back at the motel, they were dry. I had literally burned the oil off of them. Both guns still function. I haven't even cleaned them yet. As a matter of fact, I did not clean them, and then I took them out Sunday and fired about 300 rounds each again. And it wasn't until I tried this self-defense ammo, which I had never fired, because of the expense of it, that I realized the true expense of it. Because in the guns that I choose to carry, it was not functioning in either the CZ P10F or in the 2011 SCI Staccato P. So I abandoned that. And as for the ammo that I was shooting, I think I was shooting Fiocchi 115 grain target ammo, you know, just plain full metal jacketed ammo, or as some people would say, just garbage ammo, just training ammo, whatever you want to call it. I think Fiocchi makes a very good round, a very good training round. There for a while, before I found the HSTs and the Spear Gold Dots, I was loading my guns with the Fiocchi. So, there you have it. I would not hesitate to, as a matter of fact, what I'm trying to do, I don't have an inside the waistband rig at all for the P10F. I do have a very good one for the SDI Staccato P, made by Weber Tactical. It is part of their new holster line they call the Trifecta. I can talk about it now. I was on NDA for the very longest time. I'm going to do a video review of it, but the Trifecta it actually comes in pieces. And you put it together, it can either run as inside the waistband or outside the waistband, but it's the way it's designed that makes it a little bit different. And as far as the way it runs inside the waistband, I'm shocked, because the Staccato P looks like a really big gun. But with the Trifecta, sticking it inside the waistband with a belt, with just shorts with belt loops, and a polo shirt, the gun vanishes with a 140-millimeter magazine holding 20 rounds coming out of the grip of the gun. So, overall, I was thrilled. Thrilled. And plus, I'm now part of Sentinel Concepts, or at least the people that have been before Sentinel Concepts. That's cool, too. I got the coin. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship for the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House has signaled they will block any cooperation with the House's impeachment inquiry, calling Democrats' efforts illegitimate and dangerous, setting up a constitutional clash with Congress. In a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the three committee chairs leading the impeachment probe, the White House counsel all but declared the Trump administration will refuse to engage with a process it considers constitutionally invalid. 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking to reporters in Vermont, says he will release his medical records after last week's heart attack.
We've always planned to release them, and we have more medical records, obviously, now, and we will release them at the appropriate time.
Senator Sanders has not said if he will resume campaigning before the October 15th primary debate, and the Dow lost 314 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm going to have to track Fisher down somewhere where the climate has gone into the 40s. If I had been there during this time, the very day after, I mean, the very day after it went from 100 to in the 70s, I would have thrive in that kind of weather. So, yeah, I'm going to have to hunt him down when that happens. I'll go back and revisit that. For us as gun owners, the pattern is very familiar. We have a rampage killing. Here lately it's been El Paso and Dayton, followed by massive amounts of publicity by the anti-gun leftist media and the posturing leftist politicians, accompanied by a demand that Congress do something like red flag laws. In response, gun owners demand that their elected officials stand up against the pressure, hold their collective breath, wait to see how many of those members of Congress who promised to support gun rights in the months before the last election are actually willing to sacrifice those principles a year before the next election. Like my senior senator, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina. He promised that under his bill, to get a federal grant, the state red flag laws would have to provide due process. Okay. So, we're going to dangle this grant in front of you. In order for you to get it, you have to do what we say to get the grant. Okay. Then Trump has sought to assure the public that any red flag legislation would provide for rapid due process. Now, I'm actually of a bit of a mind to say that that's sort of a trap, but we'll revisit that in a minute. When questioned, most congressional Republicans say they will support police seizing guns only if rigorous due process is provided. Well, then that's not a red flag law. Because in order for due process to actually occur, before they can seize guns, somebody would have to adjudicate that you are something or another that indicates that you are prohibited and should not have guns. So, you know, red flag laws violate the Second Amendment. And whatever they now put out there with the red flag law and say is due process is not some magic talisman that's going to somehow diminish the infringement on the right. Due process is this idea that the government must follow the procedural rules under our system of justice. These guarantees protect you against arbitrary decisions by the government to take away life and liberty and property. The Supreme Court has described due process circularly as what process is due. And there's one set of rules for all situations. Typically, the greater the liberty interest at stake, the more extensive the due process protections have to be. Simply, you know, just got to be that way. So most associate due process with concepts like the right to a hearing, to an unbiased decision maker, the right to be represented by a lawyer, and the ability to present evidence in your defense. But is it really true, as some people would get out there and tell you, that the government can take away someone's rights so long as it showers him with lots and lots of due process? The promise of due process is not a whole lot of comfort when those exercising that process have no respect for the rule of law. Imagine if the government accused you of wanting to be a drug dealer. You've never been charged with or even accused of having actually sold drugs, you know? And still, someone thinks there's a good chance that you might do it in the future. So, you're given a hearing, allowed to hire a lawyer, and permitted to testify why you won't become a drug dealer in the future. But at the end of the day, a judge still believes there's an unreasonable risk that you're going to enter the drug business. So, in order to prevent that possibility for the next year or so, you no longer have any Fourth Amendment rights. So, the police can now stop your car and search it anytime they wish, and enter your home to search for drugs at will. And now remember, you're not a criminal. Every time we recommend doing something like that with the criminals, the Democrats say, well, what about due process? We can't violate their rights. So, you know, if you're just a regular person, a normal person, well, we can definitely violate your rights. So what's the problem? You were given loads and loads of due process up to this point. The government can't strip away Fourth Amendment rights simply because in doing so it has complied with due process rights. The Fourth Amendment still protects against unreasonable searches and seizures and requires a warrant based on probable cause. Likewise, the Second Amendment protects the right of the people to keep and bear arms, regardless of whether the government thinks it's a good idea that a particular person has guns. Certainly, young children and illegal aliens or murderers are not part of the people protected by the Second Amendment. Current law makes firearms possession illegal by a person convicted of a felony or who's been adjudicated as a mental defective or has been committed to any mental institution. But there's absolutely no historical or legal precedent at all for taking Second Amendment rights away from those who the government precogs declare may commit a crime in the future. Trump is very familiar with this. During the Mueller investigation, Trump lamented that he should be cloaked with the presumption of innocence, and that it's a tall order to prove a negative, for someone to show that he didn't commit a crime. And he was right. And that applies then, and it applies in this case, too. But how much harder is it for a person to prove that he won't do something in the future? That's impossible. There's no way to do it. Yet that's the standard red flag laws impose on their victims. Three of the governments in the last century that experimented with their versions of red flag laws, allowing government officials to declare political enemies mentally unfit in order to make it easier to subjugate them, were communist Red China, the Soviet Union, and Nazi Germany. Each of those nations had lots of red in their flags. And one thing that we know is the biggest danger to liberty is government. A person's odds of being murdered by a tyrannical government, which is actually termed democide, are astronomically higher than by a rampage killer. Yet too many people are oblivious to this fact, and far worse that some criminals getting access to guns in a system where the government gets to decide who should be disarmed. What we're actually, you know, if this comes about in mass, we're looking at the end of a free society. And most people aren't going to like hearing this, but it's never been the job of the government to prevent future crime. If it were, then our entire Constitution and Bill of Rights would stand as an obstacle. Lindsey Graham has moaned that the Second Amendment is not a suicide pact. What he's saying is that constitutional rights shouldn't impede the government doing whatever it wants to do. But one thing it doesn't change is that the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And, you know, red flag laws be damned. That's always going to be the way it is. No matter how much they dislike it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're in the middle of a political civil war. This began in November of 2016. And so far we have witnessed the leftist Democrats initiating a series of unsuccessful offensive maneuvers against the president and his allies. And when they're doing it against the president, remember, they're doing this to you, because if you voted for him. The unrelenting Russian collusion bombardment did not produce the whole shock and awe thing by the leftist operatives like Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi. And so a new front was opened against the president, having the appearance of impeachment proceedings that dealt with a routine phone call from the president to the Ukrainian president, Vladimir Zelensky. Sometimes aggression has to be met head on with resolve to stop it in its tracks. History reviles Neville Chamberlain not because he was unsuccessful in halting German expansion, but because he couldn't identify or didn't want to acknowledge the clear evidence of imminent war. Chamberlain's self-deception and fear helped pave the way in allowing an aggressor to gather strength and strike when he has amassed enough power. When this war was beginning in Europe, the Europeans really don't have a taste for war. As many as they've been involved in, they really don't have a taste for war. They don't like preparing for it, apparently, because, you know, it wasn't until Churchill got in there that they really began to turn things around. But Chamberlain was sort of indicative, I think, of the time. In the same way, it was the self-deception and the cowardice of Republican members of Congress that allowed the Democrat impeachment machine to gain control of the House during the midterm elections. You remember how many of them just quit? Yeah. But the leftist Democratic Party has taken a different approach toward total political and social conquest. Unlike the German war machine that promised peace but delivered war, the leftist Democrats do not promise any compromise at all. Instead, they are openly mobilizing for political war, and they're prepared to deliver on that threat, no matter the cost to the country. And to be clear, it will continue to be an all-out, extremely aggressive assault on the president and any American who wants nothing more than to live in peace and raise a family. To pretend what is happening today is anything beyond what it is. To think it's merely dirty politics as usual would be the equivalent of British citizens identifying descending B-1 rockets in the Battle of Britain like they were just pesky mosquitoes. So far, it's been bloodless, if you don't count Antifa. But this is an attempt to change America forever. And it's already seen a coup attempt against the president by the left that desires a winner-take-all conclusion. And because leftist Democrats never conceived that anyone other than the person that they select could possibly become president, the rules, laws, and language must change and contort. So their agenda is met, and they can finally seize power. And once in power, the rules and laws dictated by the left will become unrecognizable, and there will be no bridge to cross to get back to the Constitution. Politically speaking, the leftists have proven they will attack all of those who want to remain living in a republic. And In every past revolution into socialism, the socialist victors demand complete obedience from the conquered. It's sort of like Islam. In their own words, leftist Democrats confirm that they are counting on a misinformed public in order to gain power. Like the statement made by Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare, where he brags to a group of people how in order to pass Obamacare, he relied on the stupidity of the American voter. Now, he doesn't explain how the American voter becomes so stupid, and the evidence is clear that the corrupt, indoctrinating media play a crucial role. They dole out misinformation and deceit, just like the education system, which is also leftist. And now there's not even any pretense. I mean, the media have all but announced their alliance with the far left's aggressive goals. An article in the October 2018 edition of Investor's Business Daily points out this blatant, one-sided absurdity that passes for today's media. From there, to say that the big networks haven't exactly had a love affair with Donald Trump as they did with President Obama is an understatement. A new survey shows that not only is coverage of Trump overwhelmingly negative, but the president's biggest accomplishment, the roaring economy, gets almost no attention. They go on to say that Trump received 92% negative coverage, and the Media Research Center watched network TV for 4 months and found that the coverage surrounding Trump's economic boom was only 0.7% of the entire coverage. It cannot be overstated to you. There's no way for me to possibly overstate this to you. That in order for us to change the way they want us to, there has to be a push to revoke some or all of the Bill of Rights. And that phase of the takeover was started in 2008 by Obama. Throughout his 8 years in office, Obama practiced divisiveness and hammered away at the Second Amendment while pouring gallons of fuel on the fire of the Black Lives Matter lie. His administration was rampant with corruption, pushing the envelope with every new scandal. Only because outsider citizen Trump became President Trump do we now know that there was no chance that justice could ever have been served for the victims of the scandals of Benghazi, the IRS, the Fast and Furious, while Obama was in office. Just like the leftist Democrats of today, Obama was protected by the American version of Pravda. And the ongoing coup attempt against Trump and his administration will continue. The American people will get deluged with fake news and lies from the leftist media sources. There still exists a sliver of hope in the name of William Barr, but even Barr holding a winning hand is not enough to turn the tide. against all of this corruption. It's going to take you. It's going to take an effort from you. Individually and collectively. It's going to take you to demand liberty. It's going to take you to have courage and grit. You're going to have to go vote. You're going to help secure victory. Not just for the president. And I know some of you out there right now, I don't like Trump. What if he changes on us when he gets reelected and he doesn't have to get reelected again? And I think Trump is so egomaniacal that he's very, very aware of what his legacy, what he wants it to be. And he wants to be the person that saved America. And you don't save America by becoming a tyrant. And I think he knows that. So this is not just for the president that you have to do this. You also have to be in this for the long haul. Because there is a future for America. And, you know, what could be better than for us to live the rest of our days in joyous ultimate freedom, but to leave this mortal coil knowing that what we leave behind is that joyous ultimate freedom for our children to either, you know, for them to maintain and hopefully to hold on to. But we've got to maintain our grip. That's our job. We have to maintain our grip first. I'm good with it. I'm in that fight. I'm perfectly good with that. So, here we go. Get set in for the ride. Hour number two is inbound. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.